Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 231, Peace Beyond Reason. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Just let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. Paul writes this from inside a prison, not from a quiet retreat, not from a season when everything is sorted out. He is in chains, and still he speaks of peace. That alone tells us everything. The peace he is describing does not come from favorable circumstances. It does not depend on the problem being solved, on the answer arriving, on the doctor calling with good news. This peace comes from God, and that is precisely why it surpasses, goes beyond, exceeds anything your mind could calculate on its own. Now, don't misread Paul here. He is not saying this peace is irrational, that you need to stop thinking. He is saying it is greater than any argument you could ever build to protect yourself. You have tried that, haven't you? Running through the facts at 3 in the morning, trying to reason your way out of the anxiety, hoping if you just think it through one more time, the knot in your chest will loosen. The mind works and works, and the heart stays tight. Because the mind does not produce this peace, it can only receive it. And look at what Paul says this peace does. It will guard. The Greek word behind that is a military term, phureo, a garrison, armed soldiers stationed at the gate of a city, posted there to make sure nothing hostile gets through. Paul is saying that God himself places his peace as a sentinel, as armed guard at the door of your heart and your mind. No invading thought walks in unchallenged. Fear comes knocking. The guard is there. Doubt tries to push through. The guard is there. That voice that says it's all going to fall apart, the guard is at his post. And feel the completeness of this. God covers both fronts at once. The heart where your emotions live, the grief, the dread, the ache you can't quite name. And the mind where your thoughts are born, the spiral, the rumination, the endless what-ifs. He does not protect one and leave the other exposed. He covers both. But there is one condition, only one, in Christ Jesus. This security is not floating loose in the air. It is anchored in the work of Christ. It was on the cross that peace between us and the Father was sealed. Not by our effort, not by our spiritual discipline, by His work. And because you are in Christ, you have access to that peace. Today, not when things improve, not when you figure it out, today. So here is the call for today, and I want you to take it seriously. Before breakfast, find a piece of paper, any paper, and write. Write down the worry that has been stealing your sleep. Put it in words. Give it a name. Make it specific. Then, out loud, hand it over. Tell God, I give you this. I am asking your peace to take its post as guard over me today. This is not a magic formula. This is faith in motion. It is opening the gate so the guard can come in. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.